from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Everybody shut up today, right?
And we're coming to you live for the Mel Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, a feel-good football Friday, the first one of 2024's NFL season. I guess we had some last year in the playoffs, but this really is the 2024 NFL season, and it started out with greatness last night. I'm sorry, I'm not one of these guys that's going to sit here and complain about the illegal procedure penalties. I'm not going to sit here and complain about replay last night. I'm not one of those people. I was thrilled that this game was played. At no point was I annoyed. I was just enjoying both of these teams going up and down the field early on. The defenses sort of settled in as the game went on, and it ended spectacularly, albeit that there was that touchdown was reversed. So football back in a big way. And I feel like just as we opened many of these seasons, I understand that the Detroit Lions had a different sort of statement last year against the Chiefs, but as you watched the Kansas City Chiefs last night, you know, who is going to beat them? Who in the AFC is going to beat them? And the Cincinnati Bengals, with Joe Burrow being healthy, that's right at the top of the list. I'll tell you one team that's not. That's the Baltimore Ravens. They're incapable of beating that football team. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. You know, a little tired this morning, but it's a football Friday, so we're going to power through this today. And I'd say I'm doing great. And, you know, last year, this game between the Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs is what created this whole lineup situation with the offensive tackles in the game. And I don't want to belabor the point because I think the officials and everybody in the league has been put on notice and on blast. Now, they can say things in the offseason, say, hey, guys, we are going to emphasize making sure that these tackles are lined up on the line of scrimmage and that their head, you know, breaks the plane of the waist of the center. Doesn't matter where your feet are. They don't want them leaning back. So, as you noticed, as the game went on, the tackles were leaning forward. Their feet were the same spot. They just weren't leaning back as far.
Lean back.
They want them leaning forward a little bit more and bending over for some reason. But this was the game last year where Juwan Taylor, the right tackle of the Kansas City Chiefs against the Lions, kept jumping, like jumping the count. Like, and he did a good job. And last night he got victimized twice, I think. But, yeah, it was a great game. It was a great start to the NFL season. It was a great atmosphere. Taylor was in the house. You know, this is just a matter of time before NBC got to her, which was fine, which is what they should be doing. But you had two great quarterbacks, and it just goes to show you how difficult it's going to be for the Jets. Just the one other thing about last night's game, thinking about it, if Lamar Jackson's going to play like that, he ain't going to make it through 17 games. There is no way. I mean, he looks quick. He looks fast. But, man, he's taking on guys. And I appreciate the toughness, and I appreciate leading by example. But I also, as you and I have pointed out many times here in regards to Aaron Rodgers, you know, you got to protect yourself. And I don't think he did a great job of that last night. But then again, you know, maybe this is the way he's going to want to play this year. I thought the fact that he drove his team all the way down, you know, he had a chance. He missed Zay Flowers at the back of the end zone. He was wide open. You know, it's kind of the difference. You know, like Patrick Mahomes is not missing that guy at that point in the game. Now, he did hit Isaiah Likely, and Isaiah Likely came down, and that's unfortunate for Isaiah Likely because he had a great breakout game for himself. But I'm just telling you, like, the difference between these two teams is so, so narrow, and it's because the quarterbacks are so good. But Patrick Mahomes is just Patrick Mahomes, man. Even throwing an interception, it was a bad interception. He's probably, you know, couldn't get any sleep last night after the game because of it. But he's just so good when the game matters. And that's the difference, really, between these two teams.
Yeah, I mean, it feels to me like it's a larger gap, even though on paper you see these close games and how good both of these teams are. I just don't feel like the Baltimore Ravens in any situation at home like they were last year, on the road like they were last night. They just won't get it done.
But they had the best record in the league last year.
But it doesn't matter when it comes to the postseason when the best team is the Kansas City Chiefs.
They got the best player. I mean, they really do.
Lamar Jackson won the MVP last year, and he still can't get past this guy.
Patrick, I don't know. You know, the one thing I will say, and I told you earlier, when they drafted Isaiah Worthy, you know, all of a sudden this team became a track team, and Marquise Brown wasn't
Xavier
even on the
Worthy.
Field. I mean, Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown wasn't even on the team last night. He was hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, think about those guys out on the field. And you can say whatever you want about some guys off the field, but on the field, they are a track team, and they'll be one of the faster offensive teams in the NFL, and it's something that I think Andy Reid and, you know, his group really tried to work on this offseason. And we saw Xavier Worthy show it last night.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the plays leading up to the Likely stepping out of bounds play that ended the game with the review, because both of those previous two plays were ones where I thought that, just like you said, if Patrick Mahomes on both of them, because the first one, remember, he overthrew Likely in the corner of the end zone, but he had, I mean, it felt like a minute back there. If you probably count it out, it was probably 6 or 7 seconds.
Yeah.
But he had the cleanest pocket, and he had a great look at the end zone. Someone had to have been open, or he should have made a throw there that was better than the one that he made, and then obviously missing Zay Flowers as egregiously as he did prior to that. So, you know, everybody will say, oh, you know, the blade of grass, as Al was saying, but they had two major opportunities in the two previous plays where they didn't get it done.
Yeah, well, I mean, the important thing is that he got him all the way down the field and got him a chance to at least tie the game, but John Harbaugh was going to go for two.
Yeah, I saw
he was calling for two, and I love that. I love that too, because, you know, that's analytics and that's rolling the dice, and you're on the road. It comes down to one play. If it does come down to one play, and you can win the game, you know, a couple of weird things last night. You know, number one, when Roquan Smith, I think it was Roquan Smith, it hits Patrick Mahomes out of bounds.
Yeah,
and it was and you know, Smith is basically saying that Patrick Mahomes flopped. I mean, did you see how hard Patrick Mahomes hit the ground?
I did.
That's not flopping.
Right. I mean that was off balance and not expecting it. It didn't look like Roquan Smith really hit him
that
violently.
That was literally 2 yards out of bounds, or maybe 3 yards out of bounds. And I was surprised that there was no flag there. So, all right, so the people on the Baltimore side were like, well, that's the right call because he flopped. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, if you're going to protect quarterbacks, that's got to be called. You know, and then of course this offensive tackle stuff, and I'm sure coaches are going over it, and I'm sure Green Bay and Philadelphia tonight on Peacock, you know, those coaches are talking to their tackles. You're going to have to be leaning forward. You can't be leaning back, and there's going to be all of that stuff. And then, you know, the kickoffs last night, you know, you had one team that was willing to play the game, and then the other team that, you know, with Harrison Butker, just kick it out. And
yeah.
And I think one of the reasons for that, again, I think it comes down to, like, who you're playing at quarterback. That's what I really think it comes down to. If you're playing Patrick Mahomes, I don't necessarily know that you want to give him the ball on the 30-yard line every time.
Yeah, but I mean, but Lamar Jackson is no slouch.
Yeah, but he's not Patrick Mahomes.
I get it, but he's the next tier down. So, I mean, it's not like Andy Reid doesn't respect him.
Guys that have gone in there and won, even though Josh Allen didn't win the game back in 2021, he outplayed well, he didn't outplay him, but he played toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. They should have won the game. Leslie Frazier, you know, had a brain fart at the end of that game that allowed Kansas City to tie it and then go into overtime. But that Josh Allen had that game won.
Yeah.
13 seconds left to go. The game should have been won. And Joe Burrow went in there and won and went to the Super Bowl. I think, like, I feel bad for Lamar because the MVPs are there and, hell, I won one myself, so I know what they mean to me as a player and to him as a player. But he is playing in the era of Patrick Mahomes. It's like playing in the era of Tom Brady. The way you get to the Super Bowl is if either gets hurt or something catastrophic happens to the team around them in terms of losing like four or five key players. And I think that's going to be the case for for Lamar Jackson. As long as Patrick Mahomes is upright, he's going to make it difficult on everybody to make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's like playing in the era of Jordan as well. I mean, it's sort of like what the Patrick Ewing probably felt.
Kind of feel like it's like Phillip Rivers, you know, Ben Roethlisberger did win a Super Bowl. But it just feel like when you're in the era of Manning and Brady, you know, then Aaron Rodgers.
But those guys would beat each other. Now, I understand that Tom Brady had the advantage, but it's not like Peyton Manning didn't win one of those where I feel like Lamar Jackson is just not going to.
It's going to be tough, but they are a good team, though. You know, and Chris Collinsworth last night was talking about the dual threat that is Derrick Henry and that is Lamar Jackson. I mean, and he kept talking about the size of the offensive line and the size of the running back. I mean, they are a huge team. Baltimore's a huge team. And they're going to be good. They're going to be tough to beat. That AFC North is going to be a bitch. Those teams are going to be killing each other. And all I could say is that it's going to be tough. I mean, look, think about the Jets now. I mean, the Jets got to play the Dolphins. They got to play the Bills. They got to play, you know, of course, Kansas City.
Yeah, but their schedule feels manageable.
The first eight games are.
Yeah, I mean, but still, that's a lot of the season.
No, it's going to be great. It was so great to have it back for real last night. And I was just thinking, like, a lot of those guys in the fourth quarter looked like they were pretty much spent.
Yeah, they were gassed because they didn't play, obviously, four quarters in a very long time.
They haven't come out at halftime and start the third quarter. That's a whole other set of circumstances that the players got to get used to. But
yeah,
for all intents and purposes, that was a great opening night game. And it was the stars were aligned for Kansas City. And it had everything. And it came down to the last play. You can't ask for anything better than that.
Yeah, and you really wish that the Jets had maybe the NFC to deal with in the postseason as opposed to the AFC. Because you get this very small window of Aaron Rodgers and what he is. And let's say he just plays his ass off and the Jets end up being as good as they can be. They still might not make it to the Super Bowl, even with all the talent that they have and the experience and just everything that comes with having Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, because you've got a dynasty that's just hanging out there in your conference.
I will say this, that if Aaron Rodgers plays like Lamar Jackson, not running but throwing, and has the opportunity at the end of the game to hit those guys, I think he
probably will.
Guys.
Yeah,
yeah, that's,
yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why he was an MVP, and that's why everybody is so jacked up to see him play again. And we all hope to see the guy that we saw, you know, 2 years ago and even 3 years ago when he was at the top of his game late in his career. So hopefully that will be the case for the Jets.
Yeah. I mean, in the Kansas City Chiefs in a cap era where they've had to pay some guys have done just an amazing job of keeping that roster competitive. And I think, you know, we focus a lot on Patrick Mahomes as we should. But, I mean, the fact that they lost Tyreek Hill and have won back-to-back Super Bowls without him.
They got the new Tyreek Hill right now, yeah, Xavier Worthy.
I know, and Xavier Worthy also, so yeah, he is, you could look at it like that, but you could also look at it like that, you know, the second they drafted Xavier Worthy, you knew that Kadarius Toney was gone. And if you hear Xavier Worthy speak after the game, he sounds like he is 25 years the elder of Kadarius Toney.
He's ready to roll, man. And the other thing, too, Marquise Brown wasn't even on the field. I mean,
yeah,
and you got Rashee Rice, and like I was saying, you know, he's got some off the field issues, but man, so you could see now he's taken another step. Like he has come up another level, and Isaiah Pacheco is Isaiah Pacheco. The thing I do like about Kansas City is that they actually try to run the ball, and they try to be physical with their offense and with Isaiah Pacheco, but they have a lot of guys around Patrick Mahomes, with the exception of Travis Kelce, that aren't making a lot of money.
Yeah, and he didn't do much last night, Travis Kelce, so that'll be interesting to see how he fits in with this new look and the speed that they have. Mm. And, you know, obviously I think that, you know, as the season goes on, you're going to be paying more attention to Xavier Worthy, and maybe defenses once again forget about Travis Kelce in the middle of the field because they've got to deal with so many other weapons. But he was the only one really that was quiet last night from a receiving standpoint.
And they tried to get him involved like in the second quarter. They threw him a little screen pass just to get him going.
Yeah.
You know, just make sure that we can get a shot at Taylor Swift after he makes a catch. So that was important. But yeah, I think Kansas City's going to be tough again, man. The 17-game season is a long season. The good news for Kansas City is now they got 10 days off.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about all the stuff that was swirling with the Chiefs last year. Like, they had the Chiefsaholic guy who was robbing banks, and he got sentenced recently to, like, 30 years in prison or something.
You remember the guys that were frozen in the backyard?
The dead frozen Chiefs fans.
They showed it to be somewhere in the game. They showed, like, three guys, like, all wearing their Chiefs stuff.
You thought about the dead guys?
I thought about the dead guys in the backyard freezing to death.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that win was dedicated to those guys in the backyard that froze to death. Then you had the people that froze, not to death, but during the playoff game and then got
Frostbite. Yeah.
You had all of that, and then obviously the millions of Taylor Swift things that were going on. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs have just been, I mean, they're it. They are the alpha. They are the mountain everybody's trying to climb.
They're the Patriots. They've become the Patriots. You know, found their guy. You know,
controversy too around them.
Right. The other guy I worry about too. We talk about Lamar. You know, is Josh Allen going to get there?
Do you think
Josh? Like, to me, like, Josh is great. He's like Lamar. He's impossible to defend because you never know what he's going to do. But is the wide receiving crew around him as good as the wide receiving crew around Patrick Mahomes?
No. I mean,
it's unproven.
You know the answer to that.
I mean, it's unproven. We know how fast Xavier Worthy was. I didn't, you know, and we knew that he was good at Texas, but watching him last night take the reverse and just put it in another gear, I mean, that is like, that's stunning. That's a stunning play. That's an explosive play that not very many players in a league can do. And you couple that with Patrick Mahomes' ability just to make plays when there's nothing there. I mean, and when he steps up, like, he'll run, but he's not going to take off like Lamar. He's always going to keep his head down the field and his eyes down the field. And he is going to be a bitch for everybody this year with those wide receivers around him.
Yeah, best in the game in his prime, in the middle of a dynasty with a head coach who's as good as it gets. I mean, good luck.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on this Feel Good Football Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Boomer's got a little mini helmet in front of him. It is black and yellow with a B on the side of it. And it seems to me, I mean, I don't know, did you buy a Arena Football League team? Or, like, what is this?
This is my Breitling helmet.
Ah!
So last night we celebrated their launch of their NFL team watches, 104 for each 32 teams, celebrating 104 years of the NFL. And they were beautiful last night. Big thank you to our buddy Tiki Barber, who showed up.
Oh, did he?
Eli Manning there. Logan Ryan was there.
Oh, the two of them were there together.
Yeah, Maddie Martin was there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a fun. They took over the street in the meatpacking district. They had a marching band. They had a regular band. It was great. And there were probably, I'd say, about a good 500 to 800 people there, I think.
Nice.
Throughout the night.
Those little mini helmets are sweet, man.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, if you do start any sort of fakakta football team.
Yeah, but I can't use that B. That's the Breitling.
Sure you could. But you've been with them for 30 years.
Yeah, I know.
You can use that B.
Yes, I know. But, yeah, so I like it. I stole the helmet from last night.
Oh, you stole it. You couldn't even.
I was trying to grab a watch or two, but I wanted to bring you the Viking watch.
The smash and grab. You just smashed and grabbed.
So my friend Terry, who is the president of Breitling, you know, he's a huge Jet fan. And I think he likes the Steelers because of Coach Cowher. He was wearing the Miami Dolphin watch last night.
Oh, was it?
Which has got the turquoise face. I mean, I got to say, it's a great looking watch. I got the Bengal watch with an orange face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the ones last year at Super Bowl. I like the Jaguars one that Trevor Lawrence had.
The teal color, yeah.
Well,
he's an ambassador for Breitling. He's a little bit higher up on the chain than I am.
I didn't know there was anybody higher up the chain at Breitling.
Well, yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Charlize Theron.
You know what? That's what it was.
And then somewhere I'm in there somehow.
It was the Bucks watch. That was the one.
The green one.
That green one. Yeah. Really, really good.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, these NFL watches are great. And it's a luxury watch designer. And they did a great job with it. And hopefully I'll get you guys your watches.
Oh, well, that's very nice of
you. I'll try. I'll see what I can do.
All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
What is going on? We're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. All right.
And by the way, Jerry, I'd just like to say, you know, your first NFL game last night. And there's a Super Bowl at the end of this road.
There
isn't
is.
There? There's a Super Bowl there. And the road to the Super Bowl, which is the road to New Orleans this year.
So who's going?
The road to New Orleans with Boomer and Geo is presented by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere.
Who's going? Are we going?
Well, you guys are apparently going. Are we going with them?
No, we're not going.
You just said the road to the Super Bowl.
No, the generic road. The two teams will be there taking a road to New Orleans.
Yeah, I don't want to go.
Yeah, I don't think we are going.
Okay.
Unless the Jets or Giants are there.
Well, then, yeah.
Then we'll go.
Oh, that would be a different story.
But when would we have to plan that?
When the Jets win the AFC Championship game.
Book rooms and all that stuff?
Yeah, figure it out. You know, stay on the outskirts of the city.
We could just get a big Airbnb for all of us.
It'd be perfect.
I do remember when the Super Bowl was in Jacksonville, I believe Sid stayed in Georgia.
Yeah.
A lot of people had to do that.
Spectacular!
So on the outskirts.
It's either that or stay on one of those dopey ships that they brought in.
You could have done that too, yes.
Yeah, they may end up having another Super Bowl at Jacksonville with them getting a new stadium. Now, I don't know how many new hotel rooms there have been since the last Super Bowl in Jacksonville.
It was 2004.
Right, so 20 years later, there's got to be some new hotel rooms down there, right?
I would hope so.
When was the last time you were in Jacksonville?
Never.
I don't think I've ever been in Jacksonville. I was in New Orleans not that long ago.
Does Sawgrass count? It's pretty close.
Sawgrass is, yeah, it's pretty right close. There. It's right there, yeah.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports, if we plan the Super Bowl right after the Jets win the AFC Championship game, is that going to work out for you guys?
I sure hope so.
So you'd be able to go in that short amount of time?
I don't know. It takes a lot of planning.
Have you begun the planning already? Have you begun the planning
no.
already?
No, we're under the impression we're not going.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, yeah, what are we gonna going to do then? I mean, are we involved in those cutbacks?
Yeah, we'll do the show outside.
Nice. All right, very good, Stephen. Stephen Waldron, everybody, on a Friday, which is rare for him.
Yeah, very rare.
Very, very yeah. rare.
And it's a football Friday, yeah. nonetheless. That's why he's in, probably.
Yeah, it's like seeing an albatross. Very, very rare.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry.
All right, so this is the touchdown that ultimately did decide the game for the Chiefs before we get to the very end.
Second down, long 10, shotgun snap. Mahomes widens up. Throw. He's got his back pedal receiver at the 10, the 5. That is a touchdown for Xavier Worthy. Caught the ball wide open far sideline. The Chiefs take it in. Touchdown pass of 35 yards.
I don't know, Jerry, if you saw
and
this.
And the Chiefs extend their lead.
I don't know if you saw it last night in real time. It's amazing how Patrick Mahomes, he was wide open.
Mm.
And Patrick just kind of found him, and they closed up a close-up of his face, and you could just see his right eye kind of looking down the right sideline to see if this was going to be a busted coverage.
It's amazing.
And he found him. I mean.
Great point, Boomer.
Yeah, thank you there, Kev.
Kevin Harlan, Westwood won on the fans, so that put them up 27-17. You get to 27-20, about a minute and a half left. The Ravens go right down the field, have an opportunity on the one down. Lamar Jackson misses the guy in the end zone, but he did not miss on the next one, which would have been the last play with no time left on the clock and would have set up a two-point conversion as it appeared from John Harbaugh for the win. Here's how it sounded on Westwood One with Kevin Harlan again.
Shotgun snap. He moves up in the pocket. Right tackle block. He runs around in a circle. Cocks his arm, throws in the end zone. It's caught in the back of the end zone with the feet down. Likely got it. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Baltimore! Likely! Back of the end zone! And a leap hauls it down!
The runner's toe. Hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
Yep, and the Chiefs wind up winning the game 27-20.
And Al Dukes was upset that this toe came down out of bounds.
I know what I understand what he's saying, though.
Yeah, you know, the field is 120 yards long.
It
not
is.
120 yards and one inch. It's 120 yards.
Al,
there's lines there. There's rules. You understand that, right?
Yeah, but replay was put in for egregious errors. This was so minuscule.
That's more his point.
Yeah, but, you know, for a guy who lives loving rules, you love rules.
I do.
Especially when it comes to teenagers.
I do love rules.
Yeah, so you can't be like now all of a sudden flip-flopping like everybody else seems to be doing these days. Are you flip-flopping on the rules now?
I mean, we're at a microscopic camera level at this point. That's not what this is.
They got
is.
The NBC see it.
And if we're going to do that, then do it for every play, every lineup. So microscope the
microscope.
Yeah, microscope view where the right tackle is lined up to make sure he's not a hair off.
He's not wrong about that.
Thank you.
Like, I'm with him with the replay thing.
Do you agree that the field is 120 total yards?
I don't think he's arguing with that, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, the guy stepped out of bounds.
How do I know the guy who laid the line down wasn't a hair off with the line? We have no idea.
You're shot with a laser. That's why.
You know what I love when I was listening to this? Was Al goes, you know, we were robbed of that two-point conversion. I mean, Al was in his fourth cycle of REM sleep at that point. Drooly. He wasn't robbed of anything.
That is very true.
What do you mean?
It was when he was watching the highlight package at the end.
Yeah, like, oh, man, I was robbed of this.
So here was the guy who was, I shouldn't say
I mean,
robbed,
if we sat here and we did not have replay and that was considered a touchdown, we'd all be blistering the officials and blistering the league and the whole thing.
And had we had replay, we'd rewrite the record books and wins and losses and Super Bowl champions.
Tell me about it. I would love that.
I'm sure you would.
Go back and look at some replay, add some yards to the old total, maybe a touchdown pass or two.
All right, let me ask you this. As a former MVP, do you like all the replay in sports now? Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother me, but as a former player, I'd like to get all the calls right. I don't want to be victimized by a bad or a call that is just completely egregious. So, you know, the biggest difference now for the guys that are playing now as opposed to us is that there are all these penalties that give the offense another opportunity. You know, so it could be defensive holding, illegal contact, roughing the passer. I mean, all that kind of stuff that was not really a part of the game when we played. That's the only thing I miss.
How about the night for Lamar Jackson in the loss? 273, a touchdown, no interceptions, and he ran for 122 yards, but he loses. He says, we had that score.
You said it, James. I thought it was a touchdown. I still think it's a touchdown.
But that's not how it goes down, and it is a win for the Chiefs and one Patrick Mahomes on NBC.
I mean, obviously, it was nerve-wracking. It's a game of inches, though. That's what they say, and that's a great football team, and to come out here and get a win at Arrowhead, it's a way to start off the season.
Now man, I'm so mad I didn't think of that first. Game of inches. I should have used that this morning. You know, it's a game of inches, Boomer.
Yeah.
Man, let's go to Tom in Poughkeepsie. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, so I'm not backing them up, but I'm saying it is possible the lines could be off. This past year, women's double NCAA played a whole weekend with the three-point line that was off. They didn't realize it until the last game of the weekend.
Yeah, the NFL is not the NCAA, though.
Okay, but they probably still shoot the same lines the same way, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, if you're not backing them up, then why are you arguing about it?
Again, because it is possible.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything's possible. Yeah.
Tom, are you a defense attorney?
What? No.
Oh, okay, it sounds like it, right? Doesn't that sound like the way a defense attorney would think?
It is possible. The guy's foot came down on the white painted part of the end zone.
Matt.
Out of bounds.
In Mount Vernon. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm listening to this, and you're technically right. The guy's foot did come down on the line, but I come down outside of this. They still measure first downs with chains. You got guys going out in 20-degree weather with the orange vest, and they're measuring with chain links. How do we know the ball is placed at the right spot? If you're going to do it, then every play's got to be exact. You got to line up the people the right way. I just don't know how well the replay rule is ineffective. This is what we're coming down to here.
I'll give you another one. How about this? Fourth and an inch. The center goes up, picks up the ball, and moves it 3 inches ahead for the snap. Before you even snap the ball, he's got the first down.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, let's stop doing that then. Call the penalty. You're not supposed to pick up the ball.
The guy stepped on the white line, guys.
How do we know that his toe actually hit the ground and he wasn't heel? How do we know he wasn't heel heavy? Maybe he was heel heavy and the toe never came down.
Heel heavy.
That's right. You can't say that without any uncertainty. You don't know that. And they called it off.
Right, it might be hovering above
the
line.
All right. How do we know that it actually touched the white and it wasn't just above it and he was
heel
heavy?
What is he, David Blaine?
No. What are you talking about? You come down heel first?
Hey, he didn't come down heel first.
How do you know that?
Because it looks like it's zoomed in.
I need a camera that's going to go on the ground across the line to make sure that foot's all the way down.
Gio, you've been a football fan your whole entire life.
Is it possible?
Is it out of bounds?
Yes. This is the way I say if this were my team, what would I think? And I would say, unfortunately, that sucks.
I agree.
He's out of bounds.
There's no argument. I mean, like, it's so stupid to even think that there is an argument.
Yeah.
Maybe the lines are off. Yeah, well, maybe his foot is too big.
That's true.
That's another.
Maybe he should have worn a cleat that was half a size smaller.
He's like, hey, you know how they put your shoe on and they check it out and your toe's not all the way up in the front?
Buster Browns.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, man. Tonight, Eagles take on the Packers in Brazil. You got the Giants Sunday with the Vikings. The Jets, of course, Monday night with the 49ers. Baseball, and we got some news yesterday. So your Yankees, I see you're supporting them today with your sweatshirt.
No, I'm not supporting the Yankees with my sweatshirt. I'm very proud of the state and city in which I live, in which we have Chinese spies working for the governor. We got the inner sanctum of the mayor being, you know,
not where I was going here. But okay.
And raided by the FBI. This is awesome around here. This is great. We got great people running things around here.
All right, so I don't know if it's any better in Chicago.
Idiots, too.
But the Yankees will be there to take on the Cubs at Wrigley. First pitch at 2:20 on the Fan yesterday.
Yes.
John Sterling was with Evan and Tiki and did make an announcement.
We're going to make it official. Accusy and Chris Olivero nicely asked me, would I return? I took a few days and I said yes.
Screw those guys.
So he will come back for the final week of the season and then do the playoffs.
Yeah, I've got expanded thoughts on that. We will have that coming up next, maybe.
Can we have
an accuracy meeting?
Accuracy called me.
Yeah.
Imagine if Accuracy did call him and Olivero was listening yesterday going, no, nobody called him from here. What the hell he's talking about?
Well, we do have opinions from all over the place, as you can imagine, as Mike called into a Chris Mad Dog Russo show.
I think John made a mistake coming back. I thought he had a very good exit. I thought he got treated very well. I think he's making a mistake coming back. I really do. If I was going to give him advice, and he doesn't need advice from me, but I would tell him I think he's making a mistake coming back. Plus, I don't think it's fair to the guys who are doing the games.
Go f*** yourself.
That's great. You know, I think he thinks he's making a mistake coming back.
Yeah, right. I would never do that. I would never leave and then come back when there was another person who was doing that job. If you would have reached out to me for advice, I would have said, listen, this is the way I would have handled it. I would have just been gone. I would have retired. I would have talked about retirement, and then I would have just let you guys do your show, and I would have been gone. I would have, helped you out, whatever. But I would never come back and have you guys move to middays and then eventually all be fired.
Okay.
Eventually be fired. Oh, my God.
Speaking of back, Luis Gil is back. He will make the start, or he's expected to make the start this afternoon. Mets take on the Reds, but good news. The Braves actually lost a game to the Rockies 3-1, so the Mets and Braves tied for the third wild card spot in the National League. Braves, Blue Jays this weekend, and Jessica Pegula was down a set and 2-love in the second set, yet she came back to beat Carolina Macova in 3 sets to advance into the women's final at the U.S. Open, but it will not be against fellow American Emma Navarro. She was ousted by Arena Sabalenka.
All right, thanks, Jerry. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on this feel-good football Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So just a little more on John Sterling as Jerry brought it up in his update. He's going to come back for the postseason Yankee run and call the games here on the Fan. Also do a regular season series at the end of the year to get back into play-by-play shape. It's not something I'm surprised about. We had a discussion about this that I brought up a couple of months ago, thinking that this would be maybe a possibility. I thought it would happen. I wanted it to happen. It did. I think it's the right thing to do, and I think that anybody who criticizes it is off the mark. Now, you can have your opinion on it, of course, but I think you're off the mark, because the traditional sense of somebody retiring and then coming back when someone thinks that they have the job does not apply here. This is different in the way that he left. It was a surprise. Nobody expected it when it happened. And the guys who have been calling the games, especially the younger kids in Justin Shackle and Emmanuel Babari, got an opportunity that fell into their laps that nobody expected. And they got to call a ton of games. So someone in the newsroom this morning, as I'm walking up here, said, what do you think about the John thing? I said, I love it. Can't wait to hear him. And they said to me, well, I feel bad for, Emmanuel and Justin. I said, why? These guys got an opportunity of a lifetime to be able to call these games in the regular season and put that on their resume. Something that would have never happened if John didn't decide after starting this season to retire and go back home and watch the games on TV. And let's not forget, there's two sides to this. Odyssey wanted him to do it too. So they called him. They spoke. John wanted to do it. Odyssey wanted to do it. So it's not like John muscling his way back into the booth and swatting these guys away. There was a couple instances in the past I think were different. One was when Marv Albert comes back and takes Ian Eagle's job with the Nets. That was Ian Eagle's job, and Ian Eagle was Ian Eagle. That, to me, was bad. Another one was when Gary Cohen leaves radio to go to SNY, knowing full well and getting a raise and being on TV, knowing full well that SNY is not going to have the postseason if the Mets make the postseason in 2006, SNY's first year, and then comes back to the radio booth during the playoffs when these guys were hired to do that job.
Well, you know, that's what, when you think about it, the Rangers do that also with Sam. You know, so Sam does MSG and everything else. Next thing you know, he's in the radio booth after Don LaGreca or Kenny Albert had been doing it. But then everybody wants to put Sam over there, which is fine, which is the prerogative of the program director.
Right.
That is running MSG at that point, or SNY when you were talking about Gary. But, you know, here's the interesting thing is we asked John, and I think it was at Boomer and Geo 3. We asked John on stage, he goes, well, you know, I don't want to come back and take these guys' job, and you know, that wouldn't be fair. I mean, those are his words.
Yeah.
Well, now he's coming back and taking their job. I mean, I've
changed his mind. I think we've all done that.
Yeah, everybody's allowed to change their mind. Right. You're right.
I mean, and I there is no crime here, and I just, to me,
who's crying?
I said there's no crime here.
Oh, crime.
Yeah, with John Sir. There's no crime here.
Somebody was crying.
No, nobody's crying.
Manuel's not crying.
No, Justin's not crying. I would hope not, and I would hope that they would be thinking that, man, like, this is a classic glass half empty, glass half full situation where it's like, all right, do you look at this like, man, I don't get a chance to do the playoffs because John's coming back? Or I never thought that I would have been calling 30, 40, 50, 60 some odd Yankee games this year because those guys were going to fill in occasionally. And they got the most of the games. And Ricky did some games, obviously. He's done the Spanish language broadcast as well. I mean, they got that opportunity that nobody could take away from them, and all those tapes and all those things to bolster on their resume. And John Sterling, one of the greats to have ever done it. And by the way, it's just not going to be the same. You know, when he's gone, it'll be something different, but he's got the flair and he's got that dramatic. And if the Yankees won the World Series in a season where John Sterling started being the play-by-play broadcaster and John Sterling wasn't there to say the Yankees win, that to me would be a loss for everybody. So I know, and then for Mike, and I know we touched on this in the update, but for Mike to be like, I would have advised him not to do that and not bring up his own situation.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if you want to say, I would have advised him not to do that because I did something like that and I wish I didn't do that.
Yeah,
that would have been one thing.
But Mike thought he was coming back to save the station in the afternoon. You understand, he was the savior.
Well,
he was like, you know, come back, please come back. We need you to come back. That's how.
Well, I do think that kind of happened, though.
Yeah, I understand that. That's why I'm saying that.
Right.
But that's why he didn't say it the way he said it. Susan Larkin, or was it Oliveira that reached back to him?
No, that was a Susan Larkin thing with David Field.
Right.
So
they asked him to come back, and he came back. It wasn't, right. I don't know, maybe Oliveira called up John and said, hey, would you still want to do the playoffs?
Yeah.
If they called John to come back.
I mean, John either way, it's the...
Yeah, but John didn't come in here and muscle his way back in there. They reached out and see if he wanted to do it.
Right, exactly.
So it's kind of the same thing as Mike.
Yeah, it is. And it's also one of these things, too, where I believe that it's the playoff run, and then he's probably going to be done. Like, it's just... And it's just... If he does the playoff run and decides, like, oh, you know, I'm going to come back, do a couple more years... Yeah, that would be a different story. It's a different conversation. But I think that he started this season. It was a lot for him. He got his rest. He's going to come back. He's going to do the playoffs. And I think that's it. And as opposed to, you know, his last game will be a playoff game. It's not going to be some random game in April or May where he's just like, all right, screw it. I'm done. Let me go home.
So now he can sign off properly. But they already gave him a day, though.
Isn't that kind of weird? No, I don't think so.
Do they take the day back and then do it again?
No, I don't think so. He's still got his day. And by the way, we're going to love to hear John Sterling doing those games and calling those playoff games. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And then if they name somebody as the full-time guy and put out a press release and say, this is the person who has this job, which they have not done yet, by the way.
Right.
That job is open.
For 2025.
Right.
Yeah.
And then John parachutes in and kicks that guy out? who might have moved here, got a salary or something like that, then that's a different story than what's going on right now. This is nobody. This is still John Sterling's job. These guys were filling in for him who decided to leave unexpectedly.
Yeah, and, they were not given the job permanently.
No.
So it wasn't like he's stealing somebody's permanent job.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.